Hey, everybody, real quick before we get to this week's show, TGO Radio is attempting to modernize a little bit here in the year 2026. We have added some outlets for you to listen to the show, got rid of some ones that are already on their way out, like Stitcher's going away in August, stuff like that. So if you go to TGORadio.com, up at the top, click where it says listen to TGO Radio, you'll get the updated list on what's going where. And we'll have some updates to that, too, as some time goes on, looking at a couple other stuff, looking at having to make some security things and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that is up there now if you're interested. Now we'll get on with the show.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Dad is 78.
Yes.
And
your father.
And he's given up. So he just sits, yeah. He just sits and watches TV all day.
Okay.
Now, you know, when it gets to be warm, he'll get out and cut grass and fiddle fuck sure. around, in the garage and stuff like this. But by and large, he just sits and watches TV all day. He's given up.
Okay.
So I go over there and I see him before I come here on a Wednesday, and I hang out with him for, now that I'm not working, a couple hours, you know, so I can get him, you know.
Fucking hang out with him all day, huh?
Oh, jeez. he's got TV on, and I get there, and he's got Laverne and Shirley on, I think is what was on when I got there.
Your dad got a big flat screen, got a modern TV. I always picture your dad sitting in front of like a 19-inch fucking old, you know.
Yes.
Boat anchor fucking TV.
Curtis Mathis.
Curtis.
It's a tube television. It's 13 inches color.
Is it really?
With a 600-pound wood cabinet.
13 inches. No wonder you were so popular in the 20s, or old-timey guy.
Yes. That's one way to put that.
Why do you think those flappers always had that surprised look on their face?
Yes. Yes. It's a solid mahogany cabinet. It weighs 1,200 pounds.
God damn, remember moving the fucking things around, man. I got one from the basement at the house sitting out in the garage that I got to figure out a way to get rid of.
Funny.
You're not supposed to just throw those away.
What, the cabinet or the TV?
No, the TV. I mean, it's not a cabinet. It's, you know, it's plastic.
Yes, well, we had to reinforce the floor under the television.
Oh, fucking A.
Yes.
Reinforce the floor, get fucking four people to haul it up the stairs. It was only a 19-inch TV.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, but boy.
But there was fucking 1,000 pounds worth of fucking, I don't know, radioactive material, whatever made those things work. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Got an 8-track and a record player and two speakers. Weighs 1,200 pounds.
Hi-fi.
Yes, well.
Quadraphonic.
Yeah, and a place to put down your drink. What? Got a place for some liquor bottles in there. Gee whiz. We loved to drink in the old days.
Yeah?
Not like these faggots coming up now. No, they can't be bothered. We solved all of our problems by drinking. Yes.
Boy, that ain't true, man. Fucking drinking with these young kids is on the decline.
Yeah,
what the hell's wrong with them?
They don't know what they're missing.
How the hell are they escaping reality?
Well, that bathtub gin back in the teens, brother. That was how we did it. Yes. Yes, he's got a flat screen. It's not very big, 45 or 50 inches or whatever. But anyway, he's got the Cosby. He's got, I think Laverne and Shirley was on or on not long after I got there. And I got to tell you, Penny Marshall is a horrible looking woman.
Oh, yeah, she's gruesome.
In any era. But from the neck down, just one episode, I'm not even going to bother to explain it because to go through the plot of this episode would kill brain cells that, frankly, I can't afford to lose and neither can you, I don't think.
Were they yelling and screaming at each other?
Oh, there's lots of yelling and screaming. Brother? Yeah. It's all they can do is yell and scream.
That show was.
Good. And I can't. I even said to Dad at one point a few weeks ago, I go, all they do is scream and yell. In fact, it was more like this. All they do is scream at each other because Dad can't fucking hear anything. He's like his mother. The TV up, turned up to fucking 150. But I'm telling you, from the neck down, Penny Marshall
was hit that,
a
huh?
phenom.
Yeah.
This is 82 or whatever. Well, you know.
You imagine with that bush, what condition that was in? Ooh. Like an Amazon jungle. Oh. Fucking salamanders and scorpions and fucking dead leaves and probably a monkey swinging in there somewhere.
Dead leaves and a dirty snatch when I know you're not around. But man, from the Jesus next guy, it was really something.
Go
but
wash
I gotta
that
tell
thing.
You, I gotta tell you. Woof.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Sure. Of course.
Oh.
Bag it and fucking tag it.
That face, though, buddy. At no time was that.
No, never.
Ever happened.
Even young pictures of her, man. She's
no,
a dog face.
No. But that body was a, you know, really something. It just makes you long for the full body coverings of fucking Iran. She is a disaster, that woman.
Iran.
Fucking hell.
You know. We don't get political on here because it's useless and it's boring.
But I gotta
tell you something. If this fucking bombing shit continues on for a long time, in Iran, this war, whatever,
quote unquote,
I am laying so much money down on that fucking next Iranian Paralympic team, dude. They'll be the stumps down favorite at the next fucking games.
Stumps down favorite.
I'm telling you. It'll be fucking tremendous. All rookies.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know.
Yep.
You can't.
Yep. So.
They're a real underdog story, that Iran team. Oh, Stumpy. Oh. Stumpy Abdul.
Yeah, we got it. Stumpy Ahmed coming up for the fucking.
Fucking grenade throwing events.
They're going to throw Stumpy down the hill and see how far they can get him. Gonna see how far he can crawl through the minefield.
I saw something. I was sitting on the show this morning, and I saw some of the Paralympic curling team. And I watched that for a couple of minutes. Just in case you need something to do while you're shitting, that's what I did today. Fucking Iranian Paralympic team.
Those boys are going to be fucking hot.
Yeah. Mm. If they light themselves on fire to destroy the fucking... Allahu Akbar. Shut up. Here, take this missile with you. Cocksucker. Anyway, recording on March 11th for broadcast on the 20th. We're ahead of the curve, Dad.
It's fucking March 11th, man.
Yeah. 36 hours ago, it was 71 fucking degrees.
Yeah, it's snowing away.
Now it's snow and rain.
Fucking bullshit, man.
Oh, man. God. God.
Damn. Oh, Trixie's getting on a plane Friday and going to Arizona, where it's going to be in the 90s and 100s.
Oh,
I'm so fucking jealous.
That is right up your alley.
Man. Oh, baby. Mm. God, I can't wait. I like that heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I can ease into it slowly. I'm just glad all the snow melted away. And
you know, I don't know, like, you know, 100 in March. That's a little high for this time of year. A little. I mean, not much. They're getting pretty close to it. But I do kind of like the way we ease into it around here. You know, I don't know that I'd want that abrupt.
I had the furnace off for a couple of days this week and a couple of days last week. It was beautiful. I had the windows
open.
Had the fucking door open, letting some breeze in.
Man.
Oh, yeah, it was good stuff.
That was tremendous.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with it. fucking.
Well.
And I hate that. I don't know if it's because okay, let me tell you two things.
Okay.
First one was, I've made it perfectly clear on this show in the past that I have a separate jerk phone.
Yes. Okay?
I don't jerk on my regular phone because you can't, you know. You got to have a separate phone. If you're a gentleman, you have a separate phone. But I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm looking for stuff to do all day.
Sure.
How many times can you do laundry and dishes? And,
right.
You know, like I'm washing the same plate three times. You know, like I'm just, you know, I'm out of my mind. I'm bored out of my fucking skull. And so I'm flipping through, not even jerking, just flipping through the porn phone the other day. And it's two black midgies, guys.
Come out.
taking on one regular size white girl.
Oh, yeah?
And I about fell off the couch from laughing.
Two black midgies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking on
a regular white girl. I couldn't. First of all, if you could beat to that, God bless
you. Yeah, no shit, man. Who's fucking. Wow.
But
who's jerking to that? A lot of people. A lot of people,
Jeff,
are jerking to that.
No one. No one is jerking to that.
Yeah,
it's
they
impossible.
Are. Or it wouldn't exist. There's demand. You know how economics in this country works. Supply equals demand, baby.
But I'm
or
telling
demand
you,
equals supply.
I almost fell off the couch. I couldn't take it.
Like watching two Tootsie Rolls fuck a stick of butter.
It was wild. And then the girl has to pretend that she's, you know, feeling something.
Oh, she's loving it, man.
Oh,
she loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. I know girls that could never be that good of an actress, along with me anyway. Holy fuck nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so far,
so are black midgets hung then, like regular black guys?
I mean, they were doing all right.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're holding their own.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be Brian Cocked and be in the porn business. That's the first thing I'll tell you.
Yeah, no?
No, it can't be that.
Okay.
So, you got to have a hanger on you, you know?
No micro penises.
No. But then, I'm like, I got to put this fucking phone down. This is ridiculous. So I turn that phone off and I fucking, you know, what have I been doing for the last, you know, 8 weeks except watching Big Bang Theory? So I fucking turn that on and I fucking lean back and I just, a little bubble fart. Didn't feel like much disruption in my colon at all.
Oh, yeah?
But the waterfall.
Bad?
Bad. It was a 16-minute cleanup.
Ooh.
It was a Tennessee Valley Authority project. I'm on the bowl. I'm shitting. I'm taking off everything. I'm throwing it in the dirty laundry. I'm weighing whether I got to get in the shower.
Jeez. What do you mean weighing whether you got to get in the shower? You got to get in the shower after something like that.
Well, it depends.
Even if it's just metaphorical cleanse? That's not what I want to say.
well, there's
I can't think.
Well, there's your show title, Metaphorical Cleanse. It means nothing, but it's still a show title. Yeah. I just am disgusted with myself because it came from nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm sitting around eating fries all day. It's coming from nowhere. And I was fucking disgusted.
Yeah. Boy, I had...
Was I mad?
I think I can top that.
Well, now that's important to say, because when you have a regular conversation with someone, it's important that you top them at all costs. So go ahead.
Well, so we, Trixie and I, went up the road about an hour to see the one of the local minor league hockey teams play over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, so, you're into that hockey, man.
I fucking love hockey.
Yeah, boy.
We're about an hour and 15 minutes away from home. You go to dinner first. Okay.
Now, you don't have to give the name of the restaurant.
No.
But what did you have to eat?
We've been to this place. Well, first time at this location, they got another one in the nearby town. But just those two locations. So I had their mac and cheese with grilled chicken. Added to it.
Okay.
And then we had an appetizer of a goat cheese, not garlic bread, but a goat cheese bread with balsamic
vinegar
glaze and shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I've eaten there before, no problems, you know. And I felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
We go to leave, okay.
Leave the restaurant or the hockey game?
We go to leave the restaurant to go to the hockey game.
Okay.
We got hockey to go through yet.
Okay.
Hockey's about 10 minutes away.
Okay. Got it.
And when we walk out the door of the restaurant, it had been cloudy and kind of sprinkling and shit, and now it's raining. Not bad, but it's raining. And so we're both, the car's, you know, over in this corner of the parking lot, and we're walking through the parking lot. We're walking, you know, at a little clip because it's raining. And and I sneeze as I'm walking. And, buddy, I stopped dead in my tracks because I did not just only sneeze, but I shit myself. Or I thought I shit myself.
How bad?
And I stopped. I mean, I stopped dead in my tracks. Trixie's still going. She's like, what's the matter? And I look at her, and she's looking at me like I'd had a heart attack or a stroke or something, because my face must have been frozen. I looked at her and I said, I'll be right back. I didn't know what to do. I had to think for a minute. I'm an hour and a half from home. We got a hockey game to go to, and I just shit my fucking pants.
Yeah.
So I turn around and I fucking duck walk back into the fucking restaurant and into the bathroom.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have a series of questions about this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So I duck walk back into the into the restaurant, go into the bathroom, go into the stall. Fucking, I can't get my pants down fast enough because I shit something. I could feel it. You know. So I'm trying to save this shit from soaking through my fucking underwear and into my pants. It's like. I'm going to be in public here. You know?
Valiant effort. Yeah.
And so I get him down and I look and I'm like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought.
this is what you call a sustainable amount.
Oh yeah, this is going to make hockey possible.
No,
you know,
no collateral damage. This is manageable. Shit.
But you know,
this is a manageable fecal event.
It's a manageable fecal. It's an MFA. It's a manageable fecal event. It is an MFA.
E.
MFE. As opposed to an
MFE, you fucking
whatever. Event. Just like effect. Effect? Effect?
A-V-E-N-T.
Event.
Jeff was going for it.
That there is a manageable fecal event. Okay? And so all the cleanup had to occur in the crack of my ass and not the underwear itself. I mean, there was just like a little couple of fucking little spots on my underwear. Pants were clean.
You were spotting, in other words.
I was, yes. Thank you. I was spotting. Thank you. Shit spotting.
Yes.
Shotting, you might. Shotting, you might say.
One could even call it shotting, yes.
We have schlippers on this show. We have sneezing.
Sneezing.
And now we have spotting.
Spotting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get my fucking muddy ass crack all fucking
muddy.
Get all cleaned up, and I get back out there, and
Now,
Trixie's in the car. She's okay. Like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Let's go get let's go watch some hockey."
Okay. Here's my question. I can only imagine the disgust on Trixie Fizmy's face when you go, "I have to go back into the restaurant because I almost shit myself."
No, I didn't say it. I just said, "I'll be right back." Okay, I said, "I'm going to go to the bathroom," which I'm surprised you didn't question because I had taken a piss like before we paid the bill.
Uh-huh.
So 10 minutes before that, I'm like, I'll be right back.
She's got no idea what's going on.
No.
Here.
No. You know what? I actually never did tell her because it ended up being not a big deal. I didn't shit my pants, you know.
She doesn't notice you clenching and duck walking. She doesn't.
Dude, it all happened so fast. And I'm telling you, when I'm standing there in a parking lot and it's raining, I'm making the decision in my brain. Do I go back in and try to mitigate this, or do I say we got to go home because I just shit my pants? I can't say let's go home. I shit my pants. I got to go check the situation out first. I got to assess the damage. Got to have a damage assessment done.
Thus, the shotting we mentioned earlier.
The spotting that was discovered. Yeah. So wiped up the crack, washed the hands, then watched fucking hockey game. And I couldn't, this is the time in my life where I couldn't be happier that I am 90 pounds lighter than I was a year ago because I sat next to a guy that was as big as I was last year.
Yeah. That's not hard to do at any, if you go to a wrestling event and it's just woof, man.
Fucking sat down next to this guy. He's probably my age, maybe a little older. And we're sitting there and he's not just a fat guy. He's a big dude. Like we're both sitting there in chairs and he's, you know, his head's. You know, he's taller than me. I mean, he's just a large man. And I'm almost kind of half afraid of this guy. Like, you know, I'm sitting like this trying to give him all the fucking room I can. And he looks over at me and goes, "You don't flail your arms when you get all excited at hockey games, do you?" Starts ribbing me. I'm like, "Oh, Jesus Christ. He's a fucking idiot." Okay.
He's a real card, this guy.
And I fucking looked at him and I said, "Fucking be on your best fucking behavior, pal." Oh, it was women's night. Because Sunday was International Women's Day, so it was empower her night at the hockey
power
game.
With
okay.
a fucking right cross. So
the first thousand broads that walked into this game, first thousand broads that walked in got a hat says empower her on it.
Right.
And so we were there early, and we walk in, and somebody goes to hand Trixie a hat, and she handed a hat. I grabbed that fucking hat, and I said, "Hey, I'll tell you when you can have a hat."
Great. That's so funny.
It's a wonder she wants to go out in public with me anymore.
I don't.
And I love the fact that I'm at the age now where I don't give a flying fuck anymore.
I'll tell you when you can have a fucking hat.
I grab the hat and go, "Hey, I'll tell you when you can have a hat." Empower my ass.
Power this elbow to your nose. Beat it. That's hilarious.
They did have so the Women's Professional Hockey League is a couple years old.
Uh-huh.
And they had it was kind of cool to see something like this up close, but they had their trophy on display there, and hey, you could walk right up to that fucker, man. It was pretty cool. Yeah. I like how it's just got two team names on it as opposed to the Stanley Cup that's got like all the fucking players and coaches.
And I got a fetish for championship belts and championship rings and trophies.
Yeah.
I love them. Can't get enough of them. And two jobs ago, I had the chance to be from me to this monitor away from the Chicago Cubs World Series trophy. Oh. Boy, that was really something.
Have you ever sneezed and farted before?
Oh, yeah.
You know how that surprises you. And you know the violence with which that air escapes your butthole, right? Imagine that air pushing out some fucking water first, all right? It's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying.
The violence with which...
Because you don't know what's coming. I got to sneeze. I'm walking through the parking lot. It's raining. I want to get to the car. I got to sneeze. Oh, yeah. You're going to shit your pants too, pal.
One of these days, it's going to happen to me. and it's going to be the end. I guess is what I'm telling you.
What, were you sneeze?
Sneeze.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneeze, and I'm going to go.
That's it.
That was the end.
Yeah, that's it.
That was it. I'm going to go blow my brains out on the front steps of my previous employer's office. Or his house, one or the other.
Little shitty drawers. he must have shit himself after that bullet went through his brain pan.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, sure.
I love sneezing.
I don't. I can tell you from experience that I do not.
Well, I am relieved on your behalf that there wasn't a lot of cleanup involved.
Yeah. Oh, but, dude, when I went in there and I pulled my pants, I was expecting to find the fucking worst.
Well, what you do in that case is...
like a fucking gallon of root beer had exploded.
You take them off, you wrap them in toilet paper, stuff them in the trash can. No, don't flush them. Flush them? You're a homeowner. Why the fuck would you say that?
Well, it's not my home. I don't give a fuck.
That's totally fair. And that's that city's plumbing, so dude, fuck them twice.
Dude, I'm telling you... this felt like somebody turned a garden hose on full blast. There wasn't going to be any throwing the underwear away and just putting my pants back on, because it felt like that. In fact, I fully expected to find shit on the outside of my pants.
Mm.
Not even shit. Brown fucking water.
Oh, brown water, keep on rolling.
Down my leg. Won't you keep on shitting on me?
All right. Let's get to some news, Jeff.
Okay.
How's that sound? Good?
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Good?
Good.
Okay.
Hitler?
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone.
Woo!
Stay tuned for this and more!
Oh, I fucking will.
A cautionary tale now about AI not working as it was intended to. It's courtesy of the Washington Department of Licensing. And if you happened to call the agency and pressed 2 for Spanish, you'd know just how good their Spanish accent is.
Why would I do that? I live in America. Speak English. Fuck off.
It was just a moment out of Parks and Rec. It was crazy.
Only for Maya Edwards, the Washington Department of Licensing was the agency lost in translation. Last July, her husband called them and followed the AI-generated prompts.
He clicked Spanish and he was like, "You have got to hear what just happened when I clicked Spanish."
Here's what they heard.
"Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center."
I thought maybe they clicked and went, "Mama, mamacita, don't need the Santa Claus."
Mexican Americans. Ay, ay, ay.
What the fuck, man? That's great.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
"Hear what just happened when I clicked Spanish."
Here's what they heard.
"Oi, you're not going to believe what happened."
"Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center."
It's like when you're in a foreign country and they don't understand English, so you say it slower and louder.
Well, yes, because that always helps.
Right, so that's what they did there.
Didn't
English with a Mexican accent.
Don't you know that's how the translators work?
I mean, how else are you going to learn that fucking toilet language? Ay, ay, ay.
Oh,
English,
you know,
with a Spanish accent.
"Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Thanks for calling the hotline, man."
Mexican American.
"Hey, what's up, Vato?"
"Vato.
Thanks for calling the hotline."
"Hey.
What can we get for you today?"
"Mexican American."
"Now, for speedier service, andale, press 1.
Andale.
Would have been great if they'd had like Speedy Gonzalez or somebody.
Well, see, now that's what I was hoping for, or something like that.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah, right there. Okay, let's try. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow.
That must be Mexican American then.
Except the numbers. For some reason, those were in Spanish.
Your estimated wait time is less than 3 minutes.
You know.
That's fucking great.
It's the greatest.
Oh, man.
Please press uno. What? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Maya did what any self-respecting millennial would do.
I reposted it on TikTok.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
She also reported the problem to the DOL. But last week she discovered no one had fixed it. So,
because they don't fucking care.
They set up AI. No one else paid any other attention to it.
Yeah.
And
she posted again.
It's now half in Spanish and half in English.
It's in Spanglish.
Spanglish.
This time, her video went viral, and the agency got the message.
I don't know. I feel bad for the person who came in Monday at the DOL.
In a statement, the Washington
no,
Department...
No, you don't. No,
shut why the would fuck you? Up. Such a woman thing to say. God, shut your
I
mouth.
I feel sorry.
Yeah, I feel so sorry.
Fuck off.
Of licensing noted they had fixed the glitch and apologized for
Mexican
the error,
American.
Calling it an unfortunate byproduct of expanding services.
Jesus.
Oh, it's an unfortunate. It's a juxtaposition of unfortunate circumstances.
I'm a victim of circumstance. That's the kind of corporate. That's why. Look, I say this 500 times a season on the show. I'm a capitalist. But I've got no respect for, it's a byproduct of our desire to expand services. It's just, you fucked up. Just
yeah,
you just, fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I've got no respect for that.
Fucking double, fix it.
For that George Orwell 1984 fucking corporate doublespeak.
Yeah.
I've got
yeah.
no respect for that shit. Just say, oh yeah, you know what? We fucked up. We'll get better. Our bad.
You know what? Come out there at the press conference and go, look, we'd like to address this concern.
We'd like to address the enchilada in the room.
Hello, enchilada. just come out there and go, hey, look, man, had somebody that was working here. They did this as a joke. We didn't know it was going to go on. It happened. They've been fired. We're going to move on from this.
Just
we're going to move on
truth.
From this. Fix it.
Just
move on.
Just tell the truth. Look, we're trying to automate and we fucked it up.
The Washington Department of Licensing noted they had fixed the glitch and apologized for the error.
No, see, we fixed the glitch.
El glitcho!
Calling it an unfortunate byproduct of expanding services.
Shout out to Washington for trying to be accessible. I really appreciate that.
A show of humanity in a moment that could use more humankind.
We're going to use AI to cut costs or cut corners or whatever. Have somebody real check it.
Yeah, yeah, those.
Matt's here, and I assume you will be sharing a Cinco Day forecast with us.
She needs punched right in the fucking
Buddy,
face.
Right in the dick sucker.
Right in it.
Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Fuck it.
Yes. Shit.
Cheech and Chong, everybody. That might be the first time we've ever played Cheech and Chong on this show, I bet.
Oh. We played Blind Melon Chitlin.
Oh, that's true a lot. We played that a lot.
all. Blind
hey,
baby.
Hey, somebody want to hand him his harmonica? What a great bit that is. Yeah, blind baby.
Blind baby.
Top story tonight, rage at a restaurant. The owner attacked
yeah.
and his kitchen damaged. Thanks for joining us. I'm Luann Sorrell.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I'm quickly becoming a big fan of the crazy customer restaurant fights, man.
Yeah.
These are the fucking best. That's why I don't go out to fast food restaurants and shit anymore. I don't even hardly go through drive-thrus much anymore.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about drive-thrus today because pre-COVID, I was always a walk-in guy.
Yeah.
And they trained you to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
So that's what I do now. I was like a good puppet.
Because you can go on the app and just, you know,
exactly.
boom, there you go.
The fewer
I'm here. Where's my shit?
The fewer monkeys I got to fucking talk to. I give them a code. I pull up, bada bing, and I'm fucking out of there.
Yep.
Brown, the man reportedly said he had to do it to stop a new strain of COVID. Fox 35's Chancellor Wynn.
I mean, to be fair, if you're going to stop the new strain of COVID, starting in Chinese restaurants would be the way to do that. To be fair.
I'll kill the bat.
Fucking.
Get it?
I've said it on this show. I'll kill the Batman.
No, the bat.
Kill the bat salad.
You've said what on this show?
I've said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. COVID coming from bat soup was fine for the gimmick, but it never made logical sense. It always came from the lab, folks. It never made sense.
Let's see. It came from some soup, or it came from a manufactured lab?
Yeah.
As that story tonight.
I'll never understand how that was racism. If you said in the early days, you remember? In the early days, if you said it came from a lab, you were a racist somehow. Yeah. I never understood how that was racism. I still don't get it.
People working just a few feet away in these nearby businesses called 911 when a man started attacking inside of this restaurant.
This restaurant.
Fucking douchebag.
This restaurant.
We heard screaming in the back, help me, help me, call 911, call 911.
It's just the cats, relax.
Cats on the grill and a silver spoon.
Chaos inside of Pearl's Chinese restaurant on Monday when this man, Richard Jarvis, allegedly began destroying the kitchen, causing thousands of dollars in damage. The owner of another business in the plaza, Vanessa Trejo, says she had just finished eating inside Pearl's when Jarvis attacked.
The guy had like a shovel and he was swinging it and hitting them.
According to the arrest report, Jarvis hit the owner of Pearl's with the shovel and told deputies, quote, I had to destroy the restaurant. All Chinese restaurants are going to release a new strain of COVID on July 6th. I am a prophet. I'm trying to save everyone.
Oh, well, this is all making sense now.
Well, I take back everything I said. This guy's a
prophet, Brian.
Clearly a hero.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, the ones that always, you know, they claim to be prophets are always the sane ones.
That's
been
true.
That way for about 2,000 years now.
Never had an insane prophet, that's for sure.
No. Come with me on my quest to join the mothership. Everything will be fine. Have some Kool-Aid.
There is a conspiracy theory claiming that Chinese restaurants plan to release a new strain of COVID-19 on July 6th.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
It gained attention after a man named Richard Jarvis allegedly broke into Pearl's Chinese restaurant, the story we're doing now.
One psychotic crazy man, and now we got a conspiracy theory that why do people glom onto that shit so easily?
This appears to be an isolated belief. What? Tied to one individual's reaction. So funny.
What the fuck, man?
What a nozzle.
Now we're trying to take different precaution, like keep our doors locked in the back.
Like not have any customers come in? Yeah. This job would be great if it weren't for the fucking customers, you know?
Look, if you're going to a fucking Chinese restaurant, just make sure you're fucking up on your rabies shot, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus. rabies, your fucking, what's a tetanus? Get that one.
Chinese,
you know.
Americans love bat soup, but not enough to kill the actual bats.
I think I'll stay away from the number three COVID special and just get the shrimp fried rice. Thank you. Oh, we give you a free COVID special. You try. You tell us you like.
A shrimp and fried rice. Chinese Americans love America because they don't get run over by tanks here. Anyway.
If there's just one person in here, keep the front door locked because clearly he walked in through the front.
But for customers of Pearls like Clifton Hall, their focus is on the owner's recovery.
We think about the long-term ramifications of this owner now. What's that going to do to him? Every customer that comes in his door potentially could be a threat to him.
During the
Chinese Americans get beaten with shovels for releasing the new COVID on July 4th. How's that coming along? Is that working?
July 4th, July 6th.
It's the 6th.
We got to celebrate. We got to celebrate 250 years first.
Exactly. Why would you wait, though, till the 6th if you got that event? Everyone's going to be outside.
Because he hadn't thought his conspiracy theory through enough, okay?
UFC on the White House lawn for the mother of fucking Christ.
What?
Oh, you haven't heard that? Well, yes.
What?
UFC is going to have fights on the White House lawn on July 4th. You've not heard this? That's true.
You're lying.
No, that's what Trump wanted. So that's what they're doing.
If I swear to God, if that motherfucker comes out firing a fucking AK-47 into the air.
Chinese American.
And talking about fucking burrito fixins.
Well, you
You're
know,
fucking serious, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are so, so finished.
Did you see the Ronda Rousey
I didn't watch that shit.
Presser with the other gal for the big fight? Oh, pants were at half-mast.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah, you getting ready? Yeah.
Getting ready. Oh. Getting primed.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, I hope you shit. That one was
like
more...
fucking duck, baby.
I was more asking a question, it sounded like. You know?
More peace.
Pack Trejo says multiple businesses in the plaza stepped in, calling 911. And it's that sense of community.
Don't call 911. Put his fucking lights out.
Oh, shit,
Don't
man.
Don't call 911.
Somebody's got to be packing. Put him down.
That Hall says he hopes will help the owner feel safe once again.
Now they're going to have people watching out for them, so some good can come out of this as well.
As for the man behind the attack, Richard Jarvis, well, he's now facing multiple charges, including aggravated battery, assault, and robbery. Reporting in Orange County, Chancellor Nguyen, Fox.
Chinese Americans love salt, but they use MSG instead.
But they're not too fond of shovels.
No, they don't like shovels. He says a new strain of COVID is coming on July 6th.
Well, I'm sure, you know, as a prophet, Richard Jarvis is completely correct.
Well, they're always right.
Being a prophet and all.
Yeah. Boy, my typing skills are...
No wonder you can't get hired. Can't type, can't make a cup of coffee, can't suck the boss's dick under the desk. Wait a minute now.
Sit on my knees like that. What are you, nuts? The UFC White House event, officially known as UFC Freedom 250, is a historic mixed martial arts card set to take place on the South Lawn of the White House in Washington, D.C. on July 4th.
America, fuck yeah.
Got a series of matches here. Oh. UFC Lightweight Championship. Title unification bout. Wow. Look at that.
No. No, thank you. Don't care to.
You know, I got to say, there's two parts of me. The huckster in me the pro wrestler in me loves this nonsense.
Sure.
Can't wait to see it. You know, the visual.
Yeah.
Right? Big dumb cage, White House in the background. Can't wait to see it. Then the regular guy in me goes, what are we doing?
Thank you. Thank you. The same person comes out to the front and goes, hey, wait a minute.
I guarantee you I'm going to watch that nonsense. I guarantee you.
Give a fuck less about it. I don't give a fuck about it now. Why do I care if it's on the White House lawn?
I don't know.
The only thing, the only thing I hope, I hope that when Trump's out there, it's July 6th or 4th or whatever the fuck it is, I hope he collapses in the fucking heat and dies.
Boy, that does get sticky hot.
Fuck
DC,
yeah, it does.
Man. Wow.
Fucking Washington, D.C., that swamp in the fucking July. Jesus.
Here we go, clear the swamp. It's a conspiracy, buddy.
It's a conspiracy.
Mind control.
I still have that 10-minute chunk on my computer that of him talking about that Jesse Ventura hunk. From Opie and Anthony.
Oh, with Cumia?
With Cumia, yeah. And I listened to that the other day. God damn, that makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's
fuck,
funny.
That's funny.
Cumia, I think, got in a fight with somebody out in front of some business the other day.
Like, oh, yeah? Not surprising.
An incident.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, look, Anthony Cumia is a man of a certain age. I don't know if I'd be having fights with people out in public if I were him.
Oh, he's 64. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. He's looking at that. That picture right there, he fucking almost looks like Larry Lujack a little bit.
Yeah, Anthony Cumia was involved in a recent public altercation that escalated into a physical fight late February at a comedy or Dabbleverse event in New York. Cumia got into a confrontation with a YouTube heckler named CJ Brown. Brown reportedly taunted Cumia face-to-face, calling him things like pedophile and racist. Now, to be fair, both of those are probably true. Cumia definitely does not have much tolerance for minorities that he thinks don't behave well.
Right.
Now, pedophile, he's not going to beat those allegations, but Cumia was always very careful that the girls were within New York state law for the age.
Yeah.
So he's careful.
So he's lawful.
But he also told a story on air one time on Opie and Anthony about how the girl he was dating, something happened to her. She fell or whatever. He had to take her to the hospital and they had to admit her to the pediatric wing because she was 17.
Oh, no.
That is a 100% true story.
Oh, boy.
Is there a
wow.
Yeah.
Step on my mandolin.
Come on, you gotta. Look at this pedophile. Just got denied a handshake. Look at that. I thought you left the city.
Who are you?
Who's Sue Lightning?
A transgender woman.
Did you have
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you? I thought you left New York, you racist piece of shit.
Who are you?
Most people aren't pedophiles and racist.
Who are you? I'm asking who you are.
I am a person that recognizes a scumbag on the streets of New York.
There you go.
Get the fuck out of my face,
wow, look at that.
Scumbag.
Look at that.
Yeah. Fuck your mother.
See that? You're lucky I don't press charge.
Grabbed something of his and spiked, not his phone, but he grabbed some of the guys and spiked it. He didn't punch him or anything. But he did call him a cunt. Cumia's probably hammered.
Yeah, you look, he don't fucking stomp you.
Why would you stomp me? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, you being a dick is what you're doing.
So what? We're in New York, baby.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we are.
It's all right.
Don't forget that.
Thank you, buddy.
That's what happens when you get hit in the...
I feel like I should probably document this. Look at that. I got a bloody lip. Anthony Cumia punched me in the face, that pedophile sack of shit.
That pedophile sack of shit.
Gee whiz.
That pedophile sack of shit.
Golly. He does like him young, though, old man. I didn't misspeak or lie about a single thing I just said about the guy. I got to tell you, he's a 1 in 100,000 radio personality as a comedian. No bullshit.
Yeah.
But he does make some odd choices.
Pedophile.
Incident sparking outrage. A drunk tourist allegedly harming flamingos at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino.
I saw that.
Jesus Christ. What are we doing, America?
It wasn't America. It was a Canadian, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but he's still in America.
Well, yeah.
You ever been that hammered?
No. Stealing. I like animals too much. I wouldn't do that.
I couldn't either. I'd fucking be angry.
One out of the wildlife habitat at the resort and taking it up to his room. As the community...
Well...
Honey, look what I got.
Learns about the incident.
I wanted to show you the pig I've been fucking. That's a flamingo. I'm talking to the flamingo.
I know that joke, but that was perfect timing on bringing that out. That was awesome. Oh, it's fucking great.
That joke is old enough for Social Security.
I wanted to show you the pig. I bet I'd love to hear Godfrey tell that joke. I was talking to the
flamingo.
Look what I won at the blackjack table.
People are not only upset what happened to the birds, but also the suspect's bail amount.
I wanted to show you the pig. I've been fucking. It's a flamingo. I was talking to the flamingo. Never not funny. It's always funny.
Somebody got to come to Vegas and went crazy.
Police identified this man as 33-year-old Mitchell Fairbairn from Ontario, Canada. His face covered in pictures.
Here we go. Another duck. They must be coming back after their trip south.
Court document.
Of them.
Around 5 a.m. Tuesday, police say that he stole.
5 a.m. Dude, that's a late night, long ass fucking bender. At 5 a.m., and you're still up doing them kind of shenanigans?
No one's ever been more hammered than this fucking Canuck at 5 a.m. Wow. At the Flamingo.
Flamingos.
It's a little crazy to kidnap a bird out of the.
It's a little crazy. Holy. It's a little crazy. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
And I just made this decision. From now on, I'm going to cut out any statement that wasn't made by someone firsthand, you know, cop or a hotel employee or something.
Now, jack off.
I'm cutting all that bullshit out. Oh, boy, it's kind of crazy. Oh, fuck off, tourist.
Flamingo and then break its wing.
An arrest report says surveillance video shows Fairbairn broke into the flamingo habitat, grabbed the flamingos, dragged them, and cornered them. Police say the birds could be heard screaming and crying. He took one exotic bird up the elevator into his 14th floor room.
No, wait. But the reason...
Fairbairn reportedly told police he was drunk and
had taken
the flamingo to pop its wing back into place. Caesars, which owns the hotel, says the flamingos are now in the care of their veterinary team. They are hopeful they'll make a full recovery.
Mm. Flamingo's going to be okay?
Flamingos might be okay, little Tommy.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Nah, this is ridiculous. Why would you steal a flamingo?
Why would you?
Because you're drunk, dude. You've never been drunk before. You're in Vegas.
Buddy, I've been hammered in my life, but never that hammered.
Well, no, not to do that, but everybody does stupid shit when they're drunk. He's Canadian. What do you expect? Nothing less.
Flamingos are beloved in the Vegas community.
I expect him to go try to some with a hockey puck or something.
Yeah, right.
Hurt flamingos.
Go fuck a hockey stick, you know. Break into the fucking rink.
Canuck idiot.
As the flamingo is the oldest strip property still standing, and the bird has become an unofficial mascot of the Golden Knights. Last year, Nevada passed a new law to strengthen penalties for those convicted of abusing animals. Signed into law by Governor Joe Lombardo, Reba...
Yeah, I'm going to sign this here bill.
Hey. I'm over here now, signing.
I'm signing over here
I'm
now.
I'm over here now. It's me, Governor Lombardo, over here now. Italian Americans love the mafia.
He's got a Jagged's Gov on the back.
I didn't get an O out of that guy. Oh, whoa.
Hey, give the governor an O. Oh.
Italian Americans carry baseball bats so they can beat people in the skull.
law was inspired by the death of Reba, an English bulldog that died after it was rescued from a sealed plastic container during the extreme heat in 2024.
What?
According to the law, animal does not include the human race, but it does include every other living creature.
Oh, God.
Each year, the Animal Legal Defense Fund publishes its animal protection.
Nothing can go wrong there.
Law ranking report. Nevada now ranks in the middle of the pack, 26th.
Thank Christ. I had an update as well, but I don't know that we need to do it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Remember that mom? We had like four seasons ago, we had that mom that was having parties, alcohol and sex parties at her house for teenagers, and she got convicted. It took them 4 years to do it.
Oh, wow.
That's the update.
Yeah.
Four years.
Hell of an investigation.
Yeah.
Huh.
They kept her in jail the whole time.
No shit.
The whole 4 years or whatever it was.
So she's probably served her.
And they,
time then.
No, how much time did they give her? They fucking rung her up.
Wow.
They got her good. Let's see here. Party mom. Let's see. Convicted on 48 criminal charges.
Jesus.
Let's see. 51. We had the story 4 years ago.
It was
wild. Let's see. Yeah, girls were attacked, according to this, and parties occurred between June 2020 and May 2021 during COVID's height.
A lot of fuckery going on in those days.
Mm. It had been right about the time I knew my relationship with Kylie was over, right about that summer of 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I started to, this is nearing its conclusion. It was one of those things. I'm not saying I'd run her over. If I saw her crossing the street, I'm not saying I'd run her over. But I'm not going to slow down.
There's no brakes involved in that, is there?
No. Yeah. One thing, I will carry a grudge. And that was, I will carry a grudge. There's a guy that insulted me when I was 27. If I saw him today, I'd punch him in the fucking mouth. I will carry a grudge. So I'm not saying I'd speed up.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't slow down.
Yeah.
Is what I'm telling you. Mexican Americans. It's 5:40.
It is.
We have the opportunity to get the fuck out of here. That it?
I'm out.
We're out.
See ya.
We'll see you next week with more fucking tomfoolery and falderal.
Sneezing, maybe.
Oh, that was a great story. I just would love to see you walk across the parking lot and then freeze like fucking De Niro in Goodfellas when he finds out they fucking killed Joe Pesci. Oh, I love it. So good. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.